they put in a wee call now up to our friends in Stormont up there in the hill, if any of them are in yet. And let's see how many parking tickets have been issued up there. I remember I was up seeing someone in Stormont. This was about 5-6 months ago, and there's a wee note in my windscreen warning me I hadn't parked properly. Won't it be interesting to see if there have been hundreds or thousands of tickets issued up there? I wonder, has there even been one? Let's find out. Stanley and Mullymore.
Good morning, Stanley. Stephen.
Do you think there would have been any issued up in Stormont?
Well, I was up at Stormont recently and I didn't see anybody getting a ticket there now, to be quite honest, Stephen. But, I mean, I'm not talking about Stormont really. I'm talking about Portadown as a town. It's part of Craigavon area. I have asthma, acute asthma. It's taken into hospital about a year and a half ago with it one day. And by blue light. And, I mean, I also have Parkinson's. And I went to Portadown recently to carry out a financial transaction. And it was impossible to get parked close to the building that I was going to.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I blew the disabled badge, I couldn't even get using it anywhere in the town because there's not even a space for disabled people that was available to me. So I don't know what you do. And if you, they're trying to drive the people out to Craigavon at Rushmere.
But surely if you have a blue badge, you can park without getting a ticket. Surely you can.
I could, but I couldn't get a space. They've all the space nearly taken up now with curbs and concrete, and the DOE or whoever is responsible now.
Do you know what gets me, Stanley? Do you know what gets me? I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but what gets me is sometimes you see these side streets, right? Even side streets which are a cul-de-sac.
Right.
Okay. So there's clearly no throughput of traffic.
Right.
And sometimes there are double yellow lines right up the street.
Well, that's right. And I mean, some of the streets ported in used to be like that, but I think all the streets are open now to traffic again.
And sometimes I look at these streets and I think to myself, now, why on earth are they stopping people parking there? It's nearly because they can.
But if you look at the streets in Portadown, Stephen, there's curbs where there doesn't need to be curbs. You know, there's more curbs than there needs to be. There's big, big wide areas in the middle of the town there, opposite the St. Mark's Church of Ireland. And you could park a lot of cars there, but you can't even get on it. It's a big, high curb.
Here's Martin in Belfast. Morning, Martin.
Stephen, I'm actually in Portadown at the moment. I'm working down here as a courier. This is my issue. I'm trying to do deliveries down here in Portadown, and I was delivering to Echelon last week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was at 9:15 in the morning. The car park, which holds about 300 cars, was empty. I drive a long wheelbase transit. It was overlapping two parking bays, and I was in collecting a pouch out of Echelon, and it was over 1:30, and I came out and he had a ticket on me and off.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been watching me, following me, parking up, waiting to go into his shop. We can't, there's nowhere to load down there. See the loading bays, they're full of cars and everything. But see the traffic wardens, they're targeting people trying to do an honest day's
work. So you're a working man. You're out there, you're not landing the house, you're out there trying to make a living. And if I can take you at your word,
I've wrote a 2-page letter till the road service the other day. And
within 90 seconds, they've stung you.
They stung me for... I came out and I thought he was having a joke because you know some of the traffic wardens being a delivery driver for the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And I thought he was having a laugh, but the ticket was on the screen. And I don't know what was going on. He said it was overlapping two parking bays. But the long tail of the transit was sitting out over the second bay.
Oh, aye.
So I took photos anyway and wrote them a letter, but I'll probably get nowhere with it anyway because they're just torturing delivery drivers, anybody trying to make it honest.
Will you do me a favour?
Yeah.
Send those photos in to me.
I will indeed. I'll upload them to your...
I'll get them. Send them in to me and I'll get them up on our Twitter feed and get them up on the website and just start to show people what Danny Kennedy's... well, it's his watch. It's under his watch, isn't it? It's not his department, but it's on his watch that this is happening.
Some people park illegally. They've seen you trying to do this.
That's me. I park illegally.
£45. If you don't pay it with 14 days, it's £90. You get a bonus of 50% discount.
Now, I will stress again that there will be some people who will say, look, this is the right thing to do. You know, find a car park. Don't disrupt traffic. Keep the roads free. Keep the roads safe. These people who park in the wrong places, they make it dangerous for us to drive.
See, the management and the staff in the shop are scared of the loss in business because people won't park because they're scared of getting tickets.
Have you found out about Stormont yet?
Not yet. Yeah, you asked me about 2 minutes ago. You have to give us a chance to let them reply.
Have you been on the wee red phone?
I have, yes.
Our wee special phone.
Oh, dear. Is it
Friday
yet?
I seriously want to know.
Well, I have asked. We are going to ask.
Because you see that big hill?
Yes.
I might start, by the way. I've decided I might start running up that hill.
Oh, so you might
morning.
Park up there and then go for a run?
Yes.
Yes.
I might park up there.
I bet you run down the hill.
Me and my wee shorts and with Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness, I'll wave at
your
them in the morning.
Your wee ski shorts.
When I'm in my wee tight shorts, I'll wave at them.
Yes, I'm sure they'll wave back.
Hello, Peter. Hello, Marty.
Oh, Marty, is it now?
Hello there.
Is this you call him Marty?
Pete and Marty.
Pete and Marty, okay.
Or P&M. Find out.
I will.
Are you on to them yet?
Would you give me...
I want to know, have you phoned
5 minutes, please.
Have you phoned them yet?
We are getting in touch with them.
Right.
I'm waiting for their response.
Right. I want to know how many on the
hill want to
have
know.
Got a parking ticket.
Yes, but they have other things to do than sit around waiting for us to ring them.
So 1 minute. I parked outside the BBC a few weeks ago within 60 seconds. 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't illegal. Some producer in my ear said illegal.
Did you pay for your parking? Hold on.
I was in the process.
Oh, so you left your car.
I left the car.
And you didn't put
so
a ticket on
it. So what have you got to do now?
And you walked off.
You've got to sit in the car to buy your parking ticket.
Well, if you go and put the wee ticket on, because you use your phone.
I use
if
my phone.
If you use your ticket, then so what do them people have to do?
So I was walking across the road.
Get their ticket.
I was walking across the road to use the phone.
No.
Because
a minute ago you said you were in the BBC and you were ringing.
Yes, I walked across the road.
So you had left the road and were in a building.
I walked across the road through the door.
Well, you learned your lesson.
Booked the parking, 60 seconds.
You were in the building, you'd left your car. It's your own fault.
Good morning, Bertie.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, this idea about these car parking.
Have you seen some of these figures that we've got?
No, I'm just listening to them on the radio.
Let me tell you about these.
I've listened to them there all
the time. Let me tell you some more.
Yeah.
3,000, this is for year 2012-13, 3,232 tickets issued in Ards. Ballymena. Now, you know, we know how tight they are in Ballymena. Look at this. 4,551 tickets in Ballymena alone. Those people mustn't be able to breathe. Coleraine, 4,804 tickets. Newry and Mourne, 5,724. Derry, 9,504. Craigavon's not. Wonder what the population is of Craigavon. 7,107 tickets. It's nearly doubled in a year. In Craigavon. Now you look at that one of two ways. You either say, you know, this is disgraceful that motorists are breaking the law and hell slap it up them, or you say, what on earth is going on? Is this revenue raising, Bertie?
It's a disgrace. Add all those numbers together of all those places. That's bound to be bringing in an awful amount of money. But the thing is, here in the city of Lisburn, I had Hugo here some time ago doing a show. And he got ticketed, and with another gentleman...
Did Hugo get a ticket?
He did, yes. And with another gentleman...
Well, he can afford it, to be fair.
...runs an organisation, Rams, and they got ticketed too. And it is a charitable organisation.
Why did they get ticketed?
The wardens have nothing else to do. They're just running about like vultures ready to pounce on you. People go into the health centre and sometimes they're delayed, for the doctor may say, go and get a blood sample taken, and they're held up. And when they come out... There's a ticket on them, and it's a disgrace, and it's driving the people away. No wonder half of the shops in Lisburn's lying idle, but people's not coming in. They can go out to the large stores, Sainsbury's, and all places, Tesco's, and all, and get free parking.
Now, the wardens themselves, they're only doing their job, Bertie.
But they're real. There's no coming or go with them. The old traffic wardens they used to have, there was a wee bit of reason with them. Sure, you heard that van driver on there. And the way he was tortured.
There's a man out doing it. Well, I'll have those photos up, let me tell you.
That man's out
of his van.
On his day is working.
Uh-huh.
I suppose he's not in the house.
And he's delivering. He's delivering and he gets stung for 90 quid.
I think it's... I was Donny Kennedy. I was in talk back some time ago when Donny Kennedy was on and I nailed him about putting the thing up to £90. I said, this extra money that you're charging the people, is this going to repair the holes? Mm-hmm. The potholes in the road that was caused by a severe winter a couple of years ago. Oh, the money goes into central funds. So that's where's central funds?
Central funds.
They're a great laugh, aren't they?
Apparently,
you're horsing, you'll get grass.
Apparently, the Department of Finance and Personnel are looking into the Nolan Show query.
But need to look into the holes in the road.
We've been on the wee red phone, Bertie.
Is that right?
Yes. And
that's very good. One thing, you'll get to the bottom of it.
Department of Finance and Personnel are looking into our query. Do you want to take... What we should do is, we should take a wee bet today, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
We should take a wee bet. How many tickets do we reckon? If you want to text us today at 1771, if you're tweeting us at Stephen Nolan. So let's just take a, let's take Belfast, right? Yeah. So if we look at Belfast, the figures we have here, 28,871 tickets issued for 2012-13 in Belfast, right? Now, how many do we think have been issued up in the hill? Do you think between 1 and 10? Do you think between 1 and 100 or 1 and 1,000? What do you think, Bertie?
None. But there's another thing. There must be an awful lot of these tickets are not paid. What about people that come up from the south and that? And they, well, once they're caught, they just drive off down into the
southern. Do you know how often I pay mine?
I don't know.
When I ring up, because I always lose them and then I have to ring up. When I ring up, they know me by name.
Oh.
And they say, hello, Stephen, not you again.
You get a bonus off him at Christmas.
William in the Maze. Hello, William.
Oh, how you doing, Stephen?
Yes, William.
Hello.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Listen, Stephen, Bertie sort of stole my thunder there. Quite correct. I have to say, how many times have we been here before? And this thing just keeps going round in circles. And, you know, I always said the silence is deafening from all shades of our politicians right across the board, right from councillors, MLAs, up to MPs. We have been at this issue time and time and time again. And what Bertie said there, over a quarter of the shops in Lisburn is now closed. That's a fact. No two ways about that. And more closing.
Well, you can't blame the traffic wardens on that now.
This is the question I'd like to ask this morning. The poor shopkeepers in Lisburn, in percentage terms, are paying an awful lot more on their rates than about a mile and a half up the road at Sprucefield, where there's all the free parking you want. Now, instead of encouraging people into Lisburn, they're discouraging people. I never go near Lisburn for the simple reason the second you arrive in, the red coats are at you. I think that's awful because at the end of the day, there's a recession on this country today. And the sooner the folks in the hill realise that, they give themselves 11% of a wage increase. And the poor nurses there have a pay freeze.
Somebody else awarded that to them. That was an outside panel decided
outside body
that they were entitled
they
to 11%.
And say, no, we don't want that because everybody's getting it tight. What about the poor nurses? 3 whole years on no pay increase. In the Lagan Valley Hospital in Lisburn, that's nights, the accident emergency shuts at 8 o'clock. They haven't enough money. And they're bringing all this money. You say in Lisburn, it's one of the biggest places for getting parking fines. Where's that? If they put that money into the accident emergency, I would nearly pay it. They have to get their priorities wrong. But you know, a right statement, you know what's wrong here? This is just going on round and round and round.
Yeah.
And it'll all blow over. And you see, maybe in another 2 or 3 months, you'll hit on this again. But the people, I think, up at the hill there, they'll have to realise people out there are hurting.
Well, you have to, yeah. And look, what you're saying, of course, has credibility, but you can't have the Wild West in terms of road. There's got to be road traffic management.
Road traffic management. Let me tell you things, Stephen. I have travelled all over Ireland, north and south, and you see round Lisburn, we have the worst roads. See what Bertie said there about potholes and all? Take a wee race round there.
Thank you, William.